This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is a weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, Making Connections That Count. In this interview, I talked to Assistant Professor of Chemistry Dr. Hashim Ali and Senior Chemistry Major Jessica Parr. I asked Dr. Ali about the research.
Since I was young, I guess, I was interested in trying to clean the earth. I've always been the guy who recycles and cleans up for myself and stuff like that. So what I wanted to do when I was growing up is go to grad school so I can study things like that. And one of the areas that seems to be not clean, that needed cleaning basically, is water contamination. So I thought every time, once I get my own research lab, I'm going to be working on that because we have only a finite source of water on Earth. And we need to find better ways to recycle it. The issue is that now there are so many chemicals going into our water system. And we're going to soon run out of fresh water. We'll have to find ways to use the water that's been used to recycle it, basically. So my research is to find ways to recycle contaminated water by using specially made natural filters.
Okay. And tell us, how did you get involved in this, please, Jessica?
So when I got into the chemistry major, I knew I liked chemistry, but I didn't know exactly where I wanted to go. So I asked my advisor, like, do you recommend, like, anything that I can do? And he was like, research. And so then he recommended Dr. Ali to me, and I just emailed him and asked him if I could be in his research lab, and he was like, yeah, let me show you around the lab. And so he told me about everything going on with the environment, and I was like, this really needs to be looked at and something needs to be done about it. So then I started working in his lab.
And it seems like, Dr. Ali, you have kind of a real sense of urgency for something like this. Why is this so needed now?
Right. So one is that the population of the world is increasing, number one. And Earth is a finite resource. We only have one Earth. And it looks like it's not sustainable. This amount of fresh water we're using is finite, which means it's going to run out pretty soon, whether it's 100,000 years or whatever, it's going to run out. And we have to find a ways to use, instead of using fresh water, let's use the water that's been used before as a recycling to sort of keep our fresh water for the things that we need and use recycled water for the things that we don't need, like, you know, washing cars or mowing the yard or something like that. So I feel like if we can find a way to use this, what has already been used, and keep our fresh water, we can sustain our population growth.
So tell us about what you all have been working on together, please.
Right. So one of the chemicals that has been greatly used for the last few years are things that are present in regular use. So, for example, in shampoos, we use a lot of shampoos, a lot of soaps, a lot of perfumes, screen creams. One of the chemicals inside is called nonylphenol. And nonylphenol has been used in almost everything. And what people have been finding out is that they take the recycled water to use it again, but then they find this chemical in there. And what that tells us is that the recycling systems that we have, wastewater recycling systems, are not built to remove nonylphenol, because it's been used, goes through the system, gets cleaned up, and then, but then it comes back again. So scientists like myself are finding ways why, first of all, is nonylphenol not being removed? And also, how can we remove it? So I picked that molecule because it's been found to be very harmful to the reproductive systems of our female counterparts. So I'm trying to find ways to help our recycling water systems do a better job, basically, so they can stop it from coming back to our recycled water.
Right. And so what has your part been in the research, Jessica, if you don't mind, please?
So for my part, I usually weigh the chemicals out, mix them together with the water, and then analyze them. And, figure out how much of the absorbent the chemicals have absorbed to the top of the absorbent.
Mm-hmm. And how has that been, by way of this research, has been going so far, Dr. Ali?
It's great. So what we have found, and I say we, but the students do most of the work, and I just direct.
Sure.
Right. So what we have found out is that we found two adsorbents, she calls them, I call them filters, that have been found to adsorb nonylphenol. So Jessica's been working with TiO2 and iron oxides. These are clays which are natural, and we found ways in which we can actually stick this pollutant or contaminant on them in such a way that if the water runs through them, they stick and we can remove them. So that's something that we found with Jessica's work, that it's doable to remove nonylphenol using a natural clay.
And when you were able to find that, Jessica, what were your initial thoughts about that?
That's pretty cool. Like, like, yeah, because we need it. And like he said, like, oh, that is going on. So it's really nice to find out, like, okay, that works. Now what?
Sure. And obviously, you know, something that you've done, you're very excited about that find. Imagine you were very excited about that find, too.
Oh, I am. So as a researcher, you don't know if it's going to work or not, right? You just say, here's an idea. A scientist, you go try it out. And some of them do, some of them don't. And it's exciting to find something that actually works, and it works pretty well. So Jessica has been going around telling people. And the way we do that is by presenting at conferences. So we're so excited that she's going around different conferences telling people what we found.
And what's been the response from this?
It's been great. Yeah. It's been great. So we are publishing a paper, which is, if it gets accepted, that is an acceptance by our scientific community that what we have found is valid and people can use it to. And my goal is that the managers of the recycling plant can see my paper and adapt their chemical methods to help remove this contaminant. So I hope that they see it, and I hope they do take my advice, basically, and use it.
So with this, I know that you are presenting and letting other people know. Are there next steps in this research, or kind of where would y'all like to see this continue on? And Jessica, I'll start with you.
Well, from now on, since we found, like you said, the filtration, now it will go to, like, the pipe systems. Like, how can they be made in order to use what we found out to remove the contaminants in the water that's going through our pipe system?
Right.
Right. So the two filters we found removed nonylphenol. And my goal is to find out, can then remove other contaminants, right? I can propose a filter that only works on one chemical that seems useless. So what Jessica and my other son is doing now is try to expose my filter that's worked on this chemical with other chemicals to see, is it a multi-use filter or is it just a one-trick pony, like I would say. And I hope that it's a multi-use filter, which will make it much more adaptable to be used, easier.
This is like game changer, isn't it?
It is in a way, yes. It is in a way, but there's a lot of us doing it. But yes, if so right now it's done on alfino. And right now we're doing catechol and hydroquinone, which is other molecules. And then we've found out they actually do adsorb it. And again, all I can do is publish it, and then we hope that somebody will see it, and then they will use it as part of their cleaning methods.
Very good. It's
exciting.
How did you come to Arkansas State? Tell us a little about yourself, if you don't mind, Jessica.
So when I was a senior in high school, I was looking at just colleges around Arkansas because I knew I wanted to stay in Arkansas for college. And so I went to tour Arkansas State, and I loved how the size of it, because it's not too big, it's not too small, and my parents fell in love with it. Pretty much, my dad loves this school. He will any chance he gets to come here, he comes here because he loves it.
It's like, a good school.
Yeah, and he's like, if I could have went to school here, I would. But I really enjoy the school. I love the people here, and because it's really inviting. And like, if a school is too big, you don't really get to know your professors like this. And you don't really get to know the people in your class. And like now I have like a class of three of us and we've been in classes like since my sophomore year. So I know those people. And that's pretty much why I chose Arkansas State.
It's a family, basically. Yeah. And I love the opportunity, and that's kind of the goal of the podcast, is talking about the many ways that you have students and faculty kind of working together. You, I know, benefit because you've got really bright minds like Jessica and others that are really working on these kinds of projects. How is that as a help to you as a professor, you know, in that regard?
Well, so the way I look at it is more is to bring the next generation, and that we don't lose this sense of, you know, exploring scientists, creativity, whatever you want to call it. But my for me personally, it's that I care about the earth. And I want this curiousness and keeping of it to continue. So if I can get most of the, you know, younger kids to be interested in research and science, that will keep that sort of keep our earth going. In, keep it safe, I guess. Mm-hmm. So they do help me with the research, but I want them to understand the problems out there, that there are issues and they can be solved. And now Jessica knows that it may seem that a big problem, right, trying to clean water, but you can do your own small part to help fix it. So I think that's, for me, I want to see them get into this so we don't lose this sense of, I don't want to say urgency, but that we need to take care of the places we live.
Right. Very good. Did you ever think, Jessica, that research is something that you'd want to do?
No.
Well, I mean, but that's one of the things that a lot of students realize, that once they get into it, it's something that, you know, that they actually, they can do. Yeah, yeah. Your thoughts on that, now that you can actually do this and you have done this?
I really enjoy it. Like, I really enjoy research, and that's what I want to do, like, into my career. But before this, I didn't know I wanted to do this. Like, I knew I didn't want to be sitting, like, just in a desk job and typing on a computer, but I didn't know it would be, like, research.
What's the alternative, yeah.
Yeah.
What's it like being in the lab?
I like being in the lab. I really do enjoy it, actually, because, like, I can just zone in into doing my work and just do it and, like, have my headphones in or whatever and just keep doing it, because it's really, like, I'm a person that likes to, like, zone into things.
Sure.
And just, like, do it, and I'm kind of a perfectionist, so I'm just, like, weighing the chemicals, like, exactly, and, like, it needs to be like this, so I really enjoy it, and it's something that I can do, because I can't really just sit around and, like, be on a computer, because my mind will go everywhere.
Yeah, it's like one thing, and you're kind of focused on it, and you're good to go. So what has it been like working with Dr. Lee on this particular project?
It's been good and very informative. As you can see, there's a lot going on, and before this, I didn't know about this at all, like, what was in our water or anything like that. So I go out and tell people about it, and they're like, what? This is in our water? I'm like, yeah. But we're doing something to help it. So it's been really informative to just go in and hear them talk about it and then also be able to do something about it.
It's changed your whole outlook on this, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And
but also it changes, that's the other part that we do this, is that now, when Jessica goes home, she gets to talk to the people about the issues that we're facing, and that, you know, there are people working on this, and one of the people working on it is somebody they know, right? So part of it is that she will let other people know outside the academic community that there are issues and we need to worry about it.
Right.
Yeah.
How's it been like working with Jessica on this?
It's great. She's, you know, we've been together, what, two years now?
Yeah.
No, she's been great. And what we like as faculty is people or students who do what you ask them to do, you know, on time, on a schedule. They're there when you ask them to do, and then they're receptive to the ideas. And then there's some good days and bad days, right? There are some days research is not going, and they're patient enough to actually go through it. The one thing about I recruit about research is that it's not like a classroom, right? Mm-hmm. There is no exam, there is no test. It's just this long marathon of just going. You never know where you're going to end. Some days, nothing is going. Mm-hmm. And so we look at students who have that perseverance to go through and be patient about it. And usually for me, I give a new student 6 months, sort of gauge their patience and dedication. And if you pass beyond 6 months with me, then I will allow you to come to my lab and continue. So Jessica has passed all my invisible tests. She doesn't know those, but...
I didn't know about this.
Yes, so I go through checklists. Did she do this? Did she do that? And then as we go along, I let you continue. Otherwise, I've told students, I don't think this is going to work because they haven't shown up, or they don't do the thing that I asked them to do, or they don't ask the right questions, sort of push the research forward, or they don't show the, well, you know, but you, Jessica, has been exactly what I was looking for. So that's why, I mean, she's still here with me two years later.
That's fantastic. And also, you have ownership in this too, because you've had a chance to be able to do some things. And that's one thing I know that you probably very excited when you see students and it's kind of the aha moment.
Yes.
And they take ownership in it.
Yes. Especially if they, you know, I show them that this is what you did. You know, I don't do it. You know, they go to the lab and weigh the mass, put it in a little vial, run it. But beyond that one is where my experience and my knowledge come in. So I take that data point and try to come up with an explanation of why things are going. So when I explain it to them, then they get excited. Oh, that's what I did. I'm like, yes, that's what you did. So it's been good so far.
Very good. Well, thank you both for coming in. Really appreciate it. Before we let you run, anything else you'd like to add? I'll start with you, Jessica. Anything else you'd like to add, please?
Just on the whole research.
Yeah, or just, yeah.
On the... I would recommend any like science majors or just anyone, anywhere to do research. Because it's fun, and you may find your next career. Even if you're not sure what you want to do, just find a professor, email them. Because that's what I did with Dr. Ali. Just ask them, because you may find something you can do.
Just out of the blue.
Yeah, that's what I did. Just out of the blue. I was like, can I work?
Yes. There's no. I wish students can get that fear off faculty. We're just regular people. All right, I just say we don't bite. We may look, and Jessica knows Dr. Ali from teaching, right? Mm-hmm. And Dr. Ali of research.
Yeah.
Two different people.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm more relaxed in research. We joke and have fun. And then teaching is different because I'm trying to create, I'm trying to show them the rules, and they have to do certain things the exact same way. But there are no rules in research. Just try something out. So I wish students can get this fear that the professor I see in class who's stern and has a format and speaks for 45 minutes is not the same as the one in the research lab. If they can get past that one, there's a lot of opportunities for them to explore, and some of them you can make money. You can get paid to do research. So I wish they could do more of that.
Assistant Professor of Chemistry Dr. Hashim Ali and Senior Chemistry Major Jessica Parr on the Create at State podcast on KASU. It's available through Apple Podcasts or on Google Play, also on Spotify. You can tell others about the Create at State podcast, and also leave us a review. A 5-star review on Apple Podcasts allows that to be able to get to more ears. And of course, we would love to hear from you. You are listening to the Create at State podcast, making connections that count on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.